I've had a couple of conversations with Barbara this week about the evolutionary urge, and David said that at his service at Edenvale, he spoke a bit about this. Just before dinner, she was in the living room with Nahid. They were giving the source of their evolutionary urge. And Nahid was saying how hers comes because she's from Iran, so she's inherited it from Hafiz and Rumi. And Barbara said, I've had it all my life. And I said, I have no idea where mine came from. I just know I've got it. And I think there's trickiness in trying to get your mind around the path or the flow or the genetic connection to how you happen to be here now because of. Even though I'm definitely connected to the victorious transformations that got me here. And to deny them would be to, in some ways, say I got lucky or this was just all a matter of a fluke or some way in which there is no ownership or responsibility for who I am and what I'm doing. I read this poem of Chris Foster's on Sunday, and because of what's come up, I want to reread it today. In light of the fact that the entire world that I know supports me, I mean, the air I breathe, no one's holding it back. The food that I have the choice to eat is prolifically provided by this planet. The very atmosphere of pressure that allows my flesh to hold my insides where I'm not exploding and I'm not contracting. I mean, that's a miracle. Just a few different pounds of pressure and, you know, you go too far up, you start to explode in the atmosphere. Or go too far down and you can get the bends in the ocean. But there's a design that's really supportive of the coming forth of me, of us. And the way in which I think of it is, in some ways, all of it is serving me, and I have the responsibility and the privilege of serving. And the higher and more consistent I am in looking for more and more ways to serve, I get to engage more and more in these levels of understanding of how it all works, and also the huge manifestation of what's happening becomes part of me and my life and my expression, and I'm connected, and I'm responsible, and I'm blessed, and it takes away the separation of thinking, I'm just lucky or this is a fluke. I just happened to find Sunrise Ranch. I mean, I've known about emissaries of divine light since before many of you were born. Yes, life conspired for me to touch this ministry. I have no doubt about it. But as Catherine was saying, there's really not been a choice. It's like there was no way I could stop what was happening for me. I've been around this ministry for 42 years, deciding to be of service and the revelation of heaven. I just opened a book some of us here have read called Bearers of the Sun. A friend of ours wrote it many years ago. And in the very first paragraph, it talks about, will we recognize each other when we're on the earth? And I can remember when I read that, it just hit in me a memory of, I'm connected to people that I know at levels that aren't just coincidental. I know you as my sister, my brother, my family. And in some ways, that's why it's so hard at times, because you're so in love. And you just don't understand why there's conflict, because you're so in love. And yet, Barbara was saying, I just want to find a place where everybody's into their evolutionary urge and we're all doing... And I said, yeah, it's a lot easier without your human body. You know, like doing it with our human experience, when we come together, we have some history and some things to work out. And that can be exciting, as Uma was saying. It can be a greater and greater revelation of who we are. So I'm just going to read this before I hand it over to David to finish the hour. This is Chris Foster's poem. I see today that the character of the universe is my own character. And the nature of the galaxy and the solar system is my own nature. And this is why I cannot stop and settle down and put up walls and ceilings and hang up pictures and say, I have done my best. Don't bother me, life. No farther, please. I am part of the fiery essence of that life, And as the universe moves in a spiral of never-ending change and perfection and beauty, so must I also move in that same royal way, letting all that I may have been in to this point pass away, that there may be space for something new to emerge that will bless my world, my solar system, my galaxy, my home.